And again, to reiterate what we talked about earlier, Rob is only talking about the next couple of days. By the end of the week, things have changed dramatically. On Thanksgiving Day, our high is only going to be 71 with a 50% chance of rain and a low of 35 on Thursday night. And for Friday, we're looking at a high of 54 degrees. That's the high. And then the low will be down around freezing on Friday night. So just kind of be aware that it's going to be warm and muggy earlier this early part of this week, but it changes some after that. All right, let's see. Rick Perry. See, Rick?
What's Rick doing?
Rick was on Fox News yesterday.
Was he?
Yeah, saying he's not running for president in 2012.
Wink, wink.
He said, no, I don't think he is now.
He's
the head of that governor's association, and he's got to pretty much do that.
Yeah.
And that's going to keep him from being able to do anything else as far as that goes. And, you know, we'll see what happens.
But he's still young. There's 2016 out there.
Yeah. He says, being the governor of a state like Texas is a more pivotal job in the future. I do indeed hope for someone that says, I'm going to go to Washington, try to get back to our constitutional roots. He probably said roots. Devolve this centralization of government back to the states. He said, quote, again, I don't want to be the president of the United States. I do want to work with those governors across the country to make the states more pivotal, more powerful, as they should be, end quote. Yeah, I think we're all about amen to bringing it back closer to home.
Uh-huh.
You know, we don't need Washington telling us everything, what we need to do. I don't know. Do we want to talk about this pat-down thing? Because I see that the president talked about that, and Hillary talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, I noticed that. Was that the Hannity report we got this morning?
Yeah,
that
was talking about
pretty verbal.
It was.
Yeah.
It was, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They asked Hillary, yes, she was on CBS. They asked her about a lot of stuff, but apparently asked her about that. And,
yeah. Yeah, they asked her, would she be willing to do it? She said, no, not if I could help it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really, if I could avoid it.
If I could avoid it.
Know,
you know what? She can.
Yeah, right, yeah, now she can,
right,
avoid it.
She probably got some sort of card she can show, you know?
I would imagine probably for the rest of her life she can avoid it.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. Thanks, Hillary. We're glad that you feel our pain or whatever. There's a story, if you ever cared, I mean, it's the holiday, Congress is not in session this week, thank goodness. Lawmakers are home for Thanksgiving. But they've left behind a whole bunch of work that obviously they can't get done before Christmas. So, with that known, the New York Post has turned its attention to a story about how they pick the turkey for the White House Thanksgiving celebration. And then how that turkey gets pardoned by the president every year. And I haven't gone to read that yet. I may get around to it this week. Because I'm guessing, you know, at some point they picked a turkey and maybe they went and chopped its head off. And maybe they had it at the White House for dinner. And then they said, no, 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 don't do that. So they went and killed the turkey and cooked it and gave it to the, you know, Salvation Army or somebody like that. And then somebody came up with the idea of, hey, let's go ahead and pardon the turkey. And the president said, yeah, we've been doing that for our buddies for years. Let's go ahead and do it for a bird. So, I watched a little bit of, I don't watch the ABC show very often with, what's her name, Christiane Amanpour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much they're paying George Will, but it's not enough. I mean.
Yeah, that's the only reason I watch is to.
They're sitting there, and it's some British talking guy from Financial Times. They got that Brazil, who used to be on CNN, who's, you know, just loves Barack Obama. And then yesterday, Robert Reich was on, a little short guy, and George Will. And among the things they talked about was Sarah Palin and whether or not she was a viable presidential candidate. And Donna Brazile, in her comments, says, well, you know, she's everywhere. She's got so many commercial things that she needs to do first before she can become a presidential candidate. She has a book that she's outselling. She has a reality show, and I'm sure George is going to go home tonight and sit down and watch that. Now, why does she take a shot at George Will in the midst of her comments?
Because she's an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, she can talk about Sarah Palin if she wants, but, I mean, George, who I believe Reich is a pretty smart fella, but I guarantee you, George Will is smarter than everybody else sitting at the table.
Yeah.
And he has to sit and listen to somebody like Donna Brazile say that about him. I'm thinking, you know, he's, again, hope he's getting paid well, and I presume that he is. But one of the things that was discussed yesterday was this whole nuclear arms treaty chat that they're having. And here comes John Kyle, and John Kyle is the point guy, if you will, on this treaty. And John Kyle said late last week that we need to look at this a little bit more. And I got a problem with it because it sure makes him and it makes them, the Republicans, look like obstructionists. Because if you look at this, this thing has Condoleezza Rice says it's good, George Shultz says it's good, Henry Kissinger, James Baker, they all are in agreement with it. Every member of the Joint Chiefs of Staff back it. They've had 29 meetings about it. They've had 7 months and 17 committee hearings about it. And then last week, John Kyle says, well, we need some time to look at this. See, and that's, I believe that's bad. That's just not a good thing for the Republicans to be doing right now. But I presume what it is they just don't want to give Barack Obama any kind of a victory, or they feel like that would be a victory. So they don't want to do it. So thought that was unfortunate that he made that decision. And there's a new organization out there called the Patriotic Millionaires. It's a group of wealthy folks out there, dozens of Americans' wealthiest taxpayers. Hedge fund guy Michael Steinhardt, Guy Saperstein, who's a rich trial lawyer, Ben Cohen, he's the Ben of Ben and Jerry's. They have all band together to urge President Obama to raise taxes for people in their tax bracket. Please do that. Oh, and by the way, the same day that the Patriotic Millionaires campaign appeared, a new study found that half the members of the House and Senate are millionaires.
Huh.
So they're just like us. They're just like us.
And they're going to raise taxes on themselves.
Yeah, oh yeah. In the general populace, we the voters, that would be fewer than 1% are millionaires. But in the House and Senate, half of them are. So I'm pretty happy about that. Because they're in touch with us, you can bet. And did you hear what Chet Culver did? Chet Culver is the Iowa governor for a little bit longer. And Terry Branstad is going to take over. Terry was the governor, and then he wasn't, and now he's about to be again. But Chet thought just before he left the governor's mansion, he'd go ahead and give the state's union workers a new $200 million worth of pay raises, just because he can. He said in a statement, "These people are on the front lines of delivering vital services and information to people of Iowa, and they deserve to be paid in accordance with their qualifications and efforts." And as far as paying for it, well, Terry, see you. Wouldn't want to be you. Go ahead and raise those taxes to take care of that. And Carol Moseley Braun, remember her? What a wonderful lady. She has declared that she's going to run for mayor of Chicago now. If you remember, in 1992, she was the first African-American woman elected to the Senate. So now that's Rahm Emanuel and Carol Moseley Braun. And I think maybe the guy who lives in the house that belongs to Rahm Emanuel, he's going to run as well. So it's going to be crowded. And once again, if you remember the video that they had on the, I think, on the train platform in Chicago, where Rahm was standing there trying to shake people's hands, and they were just kind of walking by him because, once again, he's Rahm Emanuel. So that may be fun. And that's probably it. As we wind down toward the holidays, we probably won't hear too much more from the politicians, hopefully. 646.